Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving deep, and you know I love a good deep dive into something that's absolutely crucial for, well, every small business owner listening out there.
It's true.
Cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
Specifically, we're going to break down the CAN-CIOSC guidelines.
Right.
A Canadian standard designed to make cybersecurity, you know, clear and achievable.
Especially for those with under 500 employees.
Exactly. We'll be taking a look at the actual CAN-CIOSC document, 104.2021 to be exact.
Yep.
And we're also bringing in some insights, some potential solutions from Cole Systems.
Always good to have that real world context.
Always. And don't worry, this isn't about becoming like a tech expert overnight or anything like that. No. Think of this deep dive as your cheat sheet to understanding like the essential steps to protect your business.
The essential steps, that's what we're aiming for here.
Yeah, the essentials.
A lot of small business owners might not even realize this applies to them, but this standard really is built with you in mind. It lays out a clear baseline for cybersecurity no matter what industry you're in.
I love that it offers two levels of implementation.
Two levels, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're just starting your cybersecurity journey, you can focus on the easily implementable actions in level one.
Right.
It's like dipping your toes into the cybersecurity pool.
Exactly.
But as your business grows and your understanding, you know, deepens, you can level up to level two with its more sophisticated measures.
Yes, right.
It's like a choose your own adventure approach to cybersecurity.
I like that.
Right.
It makes it much less daunting for those who might feel overwhelmed, which I think is, you know, a common feeling when you're first looking at cybersecurity. Now, let's dive into the heart of CAN-CIOSC and explore some of the key control areas it covers. The document breaks these down into two main categories, organizational controls and baseline controls.
Okay, so let's start with organizational controls. What exactly does that entail?
So organizational controls are all about building a culture of security.
Okay.
From the ground up.
Ground up, okay.
Starting with leadership commitment.
I like it.
It's vital that cybersecurity is a priority for everyone from the top down.
Yeah.
If the leadership team doesn't take it seriously, you know, why should anyone else?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's about setting the tone and making sure everyone's on board.
Exactly, setting the tone. And a big part of that is assigning accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to be the designated, you know, cybersecurity champion.
Okay.
Responsible for staying informed, implementing policies, keeping everyone on track.
So we've got leadership commitment, we've got accountability.
Yes.
What else falls under organizational controls?
Training.
Okay.
Human error is a major factor in many cyber attacks.
It's true.
Educating your employees about common threats, things like phishing emails, suspicious links, you know, it's absolutely crucial.
Right.
Think of it as giving them the tools to identify and avoid those digital traps.
Right.
Before they click on something they shouldn't.
It's like teaching them to be cybersecurity detectives.
Exactly.
Always on the lookout for those red flags.
Yeah.
And I imagine this also covers things like creating strong passwords and implementing multi-factor authentication.
Absolutely. Those are key elements of any good cybersecurity strategy.
Right.
And they fall under those baseline controls that we'll discuss shortly.
Okay.
But before we move on from organizational controls, let's not forget the importance of a thorough risk assessment.
Risk assessment, what does that involve?
Essentially, it's about taking stock of your business's specific vulnerabilities. What are the biggest threats you face?
Okay.
Where are your weak points? By identifying those areas, you can focus your efforts where they matter most.
So it's like a cybersecurity checkup.
Exactly.
Helping you pinpoint those areas that need immediate attention.
Precisely.
It makes you think about those like what if scenarios
and
how prepared you really are. Like, what if your computer crashes?
Hmm.
Or even worse, like, you get hit with a ransomware attack.
Yeah.
What's your plan?
That brings us to another crucial aspect of those baseline controls, having an incident response plan. It's not a matter of if something will go wrong, but when. And when it does, you need a clear playbook ready to go.
It's like having a fire drill.
Exactly, a fire drill.
For your digital world.
Yeah.
You might not ever need it, but when you do, you'll be incredibly grateful you prepared.
Exactly. You'll be thankful you have it.
It seems like these baseline controls are like the foundation.
Absolutely.
Of good cybersecurity.
The foundation, for sure. And remember, these apply to everyone, regardless of whether you're starting with level one or have progressed to level two.
So what are some of the non-negotiables?
Yeah.
Those essential elements every small business owner should prioritize.
Well, we've already touched on a few of them. Strong passwords are absolutely essential. Password 123 just won't cut it anymore. Yeah. CanCOSC even recommends using a password manager to help you create and store those complex passwords securely.
It's amazing how such a small step can make such a big difference in your overall security.
It really is.
What else is on that list of non-negotiables?
Keeping all your software up to date. That's another critical baseline control.
Right.
Those automatic updates, you know, they might seem like a nuisance, but they're really your best defense against those known vulnerabilities.
Like having a digital security guard.
Right.
Constantly patrolling your systems, patching up those holes before the hackers can exploit them.
I like that analogy. That's a good one. And of course, we can't forget about backing up your data.
Right.
With ransomware attacks on the rise, having a solid backup strategy is more important than ever. Imagine losing all your critical business data to a ransomware attack.
Oh, it would be devastating.
It would be devastating.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like having an insurance policy for your digital assets.
Yeah.
Regularly backing up your data, storing it securely, ideally offsite. It can really save you a world of trouble.
It really can.
Those are some seriously impactful baseline controls.
They are.
It makes you realize how many simple things you can do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To improve your security posture without needing a huge IT budget.
Exactly. You don't have to break the bank to be secure. And what's great about CanCIOSC is it goes beyond those basic controls and provides specific guidance for different operating environments.
Okay.
Recognizing that businesses use technology in different ways and may have unique security needs.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
It's not.
It adapts to the specific realities of different businesses.
Precisely.
Can you give us some examples of these different operating environments?
Absolutely. Think about secure mobility, for example. These days, so many employees are working remotely or on the go using their smartphones and tablets for work.
Right.
CanCIOSC highlights the importance of securing these devices to protect that sensitive business information.
That's such a crucial point.
Yes.
It's easy to overlook the security risks associated with mobile devices.
It is. Yeah.
It's not just about protecting our personal data anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's about safeguarding our businesses too.
Exactly. It's both. And one of the first things to consider is, will you provide company-owned devices or allow employees to bring their own?
Right, right.
Each approach has its own set of security considerations.
BYOD. Bring your own device. Seems so convenient. But I can see how that could create some security challenges.
It can.
What kind of guidance does CanCIOSC offer in this area?
No matter what model you choose, separating work and personal data on those devices is essential. You don't want that sensitive business information mixing with your personal apps and social media.
Right.
It's like having a separate workspace.
Yeah.
Within your personal device.
So using different email accounts, setting up secure folders, things like that.
Exactly. Those are good examples. And of course, applying those strong passwords and multi-factor authentication to those work profiles. It's all about creating that clear separation to minimize the risks.
It seems like those baseline controls we discussed earlier come into play here as well.
Absolutely. It's all interconnected.
Yeah, it's all interconnected.
And it's not just about the devices themselves. CanCIOSC also emphasizes the importance of being mindful about the apps you download.
Right.
Stick to those official app stores. Avoid those shady third-party sites. You don't want to accidentally install malware disguised as, a harmless game.
That's a good reminder for all of us, not just in the context of work. Now, what about businesses that deal with, highly sensitive data on those mobile devices? What additional precautions should they consider?
Encryption is your best friend in those situations.
Okay.
It's like putting that sensitive information in a digital vault, making it unreadable to anyone without the proper decryption key.
I can see how that would provide an extra layer of protection, especially if a device is lost or stolen. Are there any other tools or solutions that CanCIOSC recommends for managing mobile security, particularly for larger businesses?
For businesses with more complex mobile needs, the document mentions enterprise mobility management or EMM solutions. Think of EMM as a central control panel for all your company's mobile devices.
So it's a way to streamline and centralize your mobile security management.
Exactly. Streamline, centralize, that's the idea.
What kind of things can you do with EMM?
It gives you greater control over security policies, app management, even the ability to remotely wipe a device if it's lost or stolen.
Wow.
Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it could be incredibly beneficial for businesses that rely heavily on mobile devices. Mm-hmm. Definitely something worth exploring further. But let's shift gears now and talk about another crucial operating environment.
Sure.
The cloud.
The cloud, yes.
More and more businesses are relying on cloud services these days for everything, from storage and email to, you know, running their entire operation.
Absolutely. It's so convenient.
It is.
Yeah.
It's incredibly convenient, but it also raises some security concerns, right?
You're absolutely right. The convenience of the cloud can sometimes make us overlook the importance of security.
Yeah.
But CanCIOSC addresses this head on, providing that guidance on how to choose and use cloud services securely.
So what are some of the key things to keep in mind when it comes to cloud security?
Well, one of the most important steps is choosing the right cloud provider. CanCIOSC recommends looking for providers who can demonstrate compliance with industry standard security practices. Think, you know, certifications like AICPA, SSAE 18, for example.
So it's not just about choosing like the cheapest or most feature-rich provider.
No, it's not.
You need to make sure they're taking security seriously.
You do. You really do. But even with a reputable provider, it's crucial to take steps to secure your end of things. That means using encrypted connections like VPNs, especially when you're accessing sensitive data.
So no checking your company financials on public Wi-Fi.
Definitely not a good idea. And just like any other system, those strong passwords and multi-factor authentication are essential for cloud accounts.
Right.
Don't make it easy for hackers to get in.
Right, right. All right, so we've covered choosing a reputable provider, using secure connections, and of course those strong passwords. Anything else we should keep in mind?
It's also important to think about data backups in the context of cloud services. Even though your data is stored in the cloud, it's still a good idea to have your own backup strategy in place.
So it's like having a backup for your backup.
It is a backup for your backup.
Why is that so important?
Well, while cloud providers take extensive measures to protect their systems, accidents can happen. There could be outages, data loss, or even security breaches. Having your own backup ensures that you can recover your data no matter what happens on the provider's end.
Right, right. It's that belt and suspenders approach to security.
It is.
It never hurts to have that extra layer of protection.
It doesn't.
So we've covered mobile security.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered cloud security.
Yes.
What other operating environments does CanCIOSC address?
Well, if your business has an online presence, website security is paramount.
Especially for those of us running online shops or handling customer data through our websites.
Absolutely.
What kind of insights does CanCIOSC offer in this area?
It specifically dives into the OWASP top 10 vulnerabilities, which are the most common website weaknesses that hackers just love to exploit.
Okay.
Addressing these is key to keeping your site safe and protecting your business and your customers' data.
OWASP top 10. That sounds a little intimidating.
It does sound a little intimidating.
Can you break that down for us a bit further? What exactly are we talking about here?
The OS top 10 is like a hit list of the most critical web application security risks. It's a globally recognized standard that's updated regularly to reflect the evolving threat landscape.
Hmm.
Understanding these vulnerabilities is essential for anyone who has a website, especially if you're handling sensitive data like customer information or processing online transactions.
So it's not just about making your website look pretty and function smoothly.
No.
It's about making sure it's built on a secure foundation.
A secure foundation, exactly.
What are some examples of these vulnerabilities?
Two of the most common ones are SQL injection and cross-site scripting. With SQL injection, attackers try to sneak malicious code into your website's database, potentially stealing data or hijacking your entire site.
Oh, wow.
And cross-site scripting can trick visitors into giving up sensitive information without even realizing it.
That sounds scary.
It can be.
So how do we protect ourselves against these vulnerabilities? Is this something we can like handle ourselves, or do we need to call in the experts?
It really depends on the complexity of your website and your own technical expertise. For simple sites, there are plugins and tools available that can help mitigate those risks. But for more complex websites, especially those handling sensitive data, it's often best to consult with a web security specialist.
Okay.
They can conduct those audits, identify the vulnerabilities, and implement the necessary security measures.
It's like having a cybersecurity expert on call.
Exactly. An expert on call to protect your website.
To protect your website.
And if you're outsourcing your website development, be sure to include security considerations in your contract. Make sure that whoever is building your site is following security best practices from the get-go.
It's about building security into the DNA of your website.
Yes.
Not treating it as an afterthought. This has been incredibly eye-opening. It makes you realize just how much goes into building a secure online presence.
It's a continuous journey, but one that's well worth the effort.
Now, let's not forget those point of sale or POS systems,
right,
that many businesses rely on for credit card transactions, inventory management, you know, all that critical stuff.
It's so important.
What are some key takeaways from CAN-CIOC when it comes to securing these systems?
One of the most important things to understand is the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, or PCI DSS.
Okay.
If you're processing credit card payments, you absolutely need to be familiar with and comply with these standards.
PCI DSS.
Yes.
I've heard that term before, but to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what it entails.
It's essentially a set of security standards that are designed to protect that credit card data. It covers everything from how you store and process cardholder data to how you manage your network security and vulnerability management programs.
Okay.
If you're processing card payments, complying with PCI DSS is not only a good security practice, it's often a requirement from your payment processor.
So it's not just about protecting your business.
No.
It's about meeting those industry requirements and maintaining the trust of your customers.
Precisely.
It sounds like CAN-CIOC really does cover all the bases.
It does.
From those fundamental organizational controls,
yeah,
to securing specific operating environments like mobile devices, the cloud, websites, and POS systems.
All those key areas.
It's a truly holistic approach to cybersecurity.
It really is. It's about layering those security measures and tailoring them to your specific business environment and the technologies that you use.
And the great thing is it offers that flexibility with its two levels of implementation.
Two levels, that's right.
You can start with the basics and gradually level up as your business grows and your understanding deepens. This has been incredibly insightful.
I'm glad to hear that.
I feel much better equipped to start tackling cybersecurity within my own business.
That's what we're here for. But before you go off and start implementing everything, let's wrap up with some key takeaways and some final food for thought.
Okay, so where do we go from here? We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the basics of CAN-CIOC to the specifics of securing different operating environments, it's clear that cybersecurity is a multifaceted challenge, but CAN-CIOC provides a roadmap,
yeah,
to navigate it effectively.
It's important to remember that cybersecurity isn't a one-time fix, right? It's an ongoing process that requires vigilance, adaptation, and a commitment to continuous improvement.
It's like tending a garden. You need to constantly weed out those threats, nurture those security practices, and adapt to the changing seasons of the digital world.
I love that analogy.
Right.
The garden analogy. And just like a garden, your cybersecurity posture needs to grow and evolve as your business does.
For small business owners who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed by all this information, where's the best place to start? What's that crucial first step?
I would say start with that risk assessment questionnaire we mentioned earlier.
Right.
It's included in Annex B of the CAN-CIOC document.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great tool to help you honestly evaluate your business's vulnerabilities.
Like a cybersecurity checkup.
Yeah.
Right. Helping you identify those areas that need immediate attention.
Is.
By pinpointing your weak spots, you can start prioritizing those baseline controls we talked about. Things like strong passwords, automatic updates, a solid backup strategy. Those are great foundation.
A great foundation. Those are the low-hanging fruit. Actions you can implement relatively easily and see immediate benefits from.
Right.
And as you become more comfortable with those basics, you can start exploring those operating environment controls, tailoring them to your specific needs.
And if you hit a roadblock or feel like you need some expert guidance, remember, there are companies like Cole Systems that specialize in helping small businesses navigate, the complexities of cybersecurity. They can be an invaluable resource.
Absolutely. They can help you assess your risks, develop a customized cybersecurity plan, implement the necessary controls, and even provide ongoing training and support for your employees.
So to wrap things up, let's leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question. Now that you get a better understanding of CAN-CIOC and the cybersecurity basics, what's one action you can take today to make your business more secure?
It could be as simple as setting up a password manager, enabling those automatic updates on your devices, or even having a conversation with your employees about cybersecurity best practices. The important thing is to take that first step and keep that momentum going.
Your business's security and the trust of your customers depends on it. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into CAN-CIOSC. We hope you found it informative and empowering. Until next time, stay safe and stay secure.